Welcome to sermons from St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Minot, North Dakota.
St. Paul's is anchored in the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and for the world.
The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Several years ago, I attended a funeral service for a loved one. Yes, about 7-8 years ago, it was for a loved one. The church was full of family and friends from the community, quite a full service. As the service started, the pastor ushered the family into the sanctuary while everyone sang that old hymn, Amazing Grace. And so the casket with the family was wheeled into the church, into the sanctuary. It was actually placed at the bottom of the steps in front of the altar. And after that last verse of the opening hymn, the pastor announced the invocation in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen, greeted the parishioners in the sanctuary. And then the pastor proceeded to tell us, let's just call her name Susie. The pastor proceeded to tell us all about Susie, what she had done, and that she would be missed, that she would be remembered in this world, she'd be remembered in our hearts. As the service continued, scriptures were read, family members came forward to give eulogies, to talk about Susie, the one daughter and the two granddaughters. They talked about the love of Susie and how they were comforted by Susie being in heaven. Yes, how Susie was in heaven. Grandma is now looking down upon us from heaven, one of the granddaughters said. The pastor then gave a 13-minute sermon about Susie, focusing on how Susie was in heaven and how she had no more pain anymore, no more sorrow, no more heartache. The pastor went on to emphasize the blessings of heaven and again how great it was that Susie was in heaven. Following the sermon, there was a song about heaven. The person singing the song concluded by saying, "We will miss you, Susie. You'll always be in our hearts," she said. As the service ended, I realized something quite disturbing, very disturbing. Nobody was paying attention to the casket. Indeed, the casket was definitely at the center of the sanctuary. You could not miss it. It was right there before the whole sanctuary, the whole group of parishioners in that church, all attendees. It was definitely at the center. However, it seemed as if everyone was trying to avoid looking at the casket. And it sure seemed as if nobody wanted to talk about the casket. The dead body of Susie was just there. There, right there in a casket, a dead body, dead Susie was right there. And no one referenced Susie at all in the casket. Nobody looked at the casket. Nobody spoke about the casket. It was as if it did not exist. In fact, I don't think that people knew what to do about that dead body of Susie. The pastor as well, the pastor certainly seemed to avoid any mention of the dead body of Susie. Instead, this pastor just kept on repeating over and over that Susie was in heaven, and that was to be a good thing, to make us feel good and wonderful, as if there was nothing else to say about, well, that dead loved one right before everyone in that sanctuary. So what do we make of this? Tragically, what happened in that church that day was that the pastor and the family did not know what to do with the body of Susie. I hate to say it, but the body of Susie was treated like a useless shell, something that was, in that service that day, and they had the body as a sense of obligation, but they really didn't know what to do with it. It was perhaps just a useless shell that would have to be discarded later on. The body of Susie was nothing more than an inconvenient shell that would indeed soon be discarded into the grave at the cemetery. Now, let's ponder this for a moment. Were they wrong to say that Susie was in heaven? Were they wrong to say that Susie was in heaven? No, they were not. Susie was baptized. Susie trusted in Jesus. Susie had comfort in the forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus. And so, no, they were not wrong to say that Susie was in heaven. You see, when we die, our souls, they go to heaven. They go to paradise with Jesus. Recall the words of Jesus on that cross when he said to that thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And this is good. It is very good. But keep in mind, and this is the whole kicker for us today, it gets much better than just that. Paradise, heaven, is great, but it's actually so much better, so much better. You see, that Easter morning long ago, when the women came to the tomb of Jesus, the angel said to those women at that tomb, the angel said, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here." Now, it is true that Jesus was not there in the grave. He was not there in the tomb. In fact, right after the death of Jesus, Jesus' spirit went to paradise. Jesus went away, his soul, his spirit. But notice what the angel said specifically to the women, those three little words that I left out. The angel said this, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified." Right here, "He has risen. He has risen. He is not here." Yes, he has risen. In other words, the angel did not tell the women that Jesus' soul was still in paradise, but instead the angel said that Jesus was not in the grave because he was risen bodily from the dead. Now, dear friends, our culture right now, the culture that we live in right now, the culture that we abide in, the culture that we function and do business, where we go to school, where we go to work, where we enjoy the laughter of our friends and relatives, that culture that permeates all of the United States of America is actually plagued. It is actually plagued. This culture is plagued by a nasty heresy called Gnosticism. Yes, Gnosticism. Gnosticism teaches that the material body really does not matter. Gnosticism teaches us that material things are dirty and bad and, you know, on par, well, not the greatest of things. However, for the Gnostic, spiritual things, the soul, that's up here. The soul and the spirit's here, body, material's down here. There's a hierarchy. Spiritual and soul is so much better than bodily kind of things, material things. And so for the Gnostic, what really counts is the soul, the spirit. The body, though, is nothing more than a useless shell that can be disregarded. And so in many American churches, as well as many people's conversation surrounding death itself, individuals are indeed influenced by Gnosticism. And so they will speak positively about a loved one's soul being in heaven, but then, well, practically ignore a dead body in the casket. Well, why? Well, for a Gnostic, the body doesn't matter. The body, bodies decay. Bodies are dirty. They're full of bacteria. They decompose. They're to be eaten by the worms in the ground. These bodies are useless shells that once they've been used, they can be discarded, and the soul of the loved one is that, well, the soul is what matters. But if this is the case, if the bodies do not matter, then the woman that day would have come to the tomb that day, and the angel would have said, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here." But instead, notice the angel said this, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here," referring to a bodily resurrection of Jesus. Baptized saints, what is in the casket is not just the shell of your loved one. Indeed, not a shell of your loved one. Instead, what is in the casket is the body of your loved one who was fearfully and wonderfully made when her father weaved her together in her mother's womb. What is in the casket is a body that Jesus baptized into his own body to make the baptized Christian a part of Christ. What is in the casket is the body, a body that ate the saving body of Jesus and drank Jesus' forgiving blood in the supper. What is in the casket is the body that will burst forth from the grave at the last trumpet when that last trumpet will sound on the very last day, resurrecting us with a new body. Out of our graves, the graves will burst forth, body and soul will reunite, and we will stand victoriously before the Christ. with a body. And so, baptized saints, your bodies are God's creation. They are an essential part of your identity as a human being. Your body is not a shell. It is not a useless shell. It is God's gift to you. And one day, at the great last day, you will get your body back again, alive, restored, perfected, just like the body of Jesus. Think of your body right now, but a 2.0 version, without sin, without blemish, without pain, perfected by the grace of God. You see, if bodies do not matter to God, then Christ's body, well, it would still be dead and rotting in the grave. But bodies do matter because God is not a Gnostic, and neither are you. You are a Christian. You're not a Gnostic, which means that we rejoice when our loved ones die and go to be with Jesus in paradise. We say that's very good. We rejoice to know that our souls of our loved ones are in paradise with Jesus. We'd say that's very good. Do not diminish that at all. But then we hold fast that the body that is in that casket will rise again on the last day, and we will see them face to face in the glory and the splendor of Jesus. This is most certainly true. And the reason being, just as Christ was raised from the grave, we too will rise again, for we too will be just like the risen Christ, raised, imperishable, alive with a body. And so the reason why we have a deep reverence as Christians for the dead bodies of our loved ones is because the bodies of our loved ones will rise again. That is a certain truth that we can hold on, that we can take to the bank right now, that our loved ones that we have in our memories, the loved ones we've lost in the last year, the last 2, 3, 4, or 5 years, those loved ones that stick with us in our minds, we know that that body will rise again on the great last day. And so we don't see dead bodies as a shell. We don't toss these bodies in the ditch as the ancient barbarians used to do. And we don't ignore the casket as so many misinformed pastors and churches do this day. Instead, bodies matter. They matter to us because they matter to God. They matter because they will be raised again. We know, again, this to be true because the grave was empty. The body of Christ was risen. Baptized saints, death does not have the final word. That we can say that is most certainly true today because the tomb is empty and Christ is risen. And so death is but a short sleep. It is but a short sleep for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because after all, when one falls asleep, they awake, which is exactly what will happen when Christ raises us from the grave itself. It's exactly what happened to Jesus that day when they came to the tomb and it was empty. Hear the good news of the gospel. Your Jesus is risen, which means that you will be resurrected on the last day just like Jesus. Why? Because your body matters to God. You are not a Gnostic. You are a Christian. You belong to Jesus. Where he is, you will also be. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Thy strong word bespeaks us righteous, bright with thine own holiness.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon.
You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog
at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit St. Paul's website
at www.stpaulsminot.org.
The Lord bless and keep you.